I'll come to order. Members.
May indicate their presence by voting.
The roll shows 16 present. Senators Orsini, Poland, and Ziegler are excused from call.
Prayer by the chaplain, Father Dale Sorrow.
Let us pray. Almighty God, as the nation and individual Americans pay tribute to the memory and leadership of Abraham Lincoln, we do so in an age when some would disparage our heroes of history. To acknowledge that he had a tendency to moodiness may lead us, Lord God, to appreciate anew Abraham Lincoln's moral vision, which enabled him in the chaos that prevailed during his lifetime to act when others were snared in details, to forgive when others were obsessed with action. In our own pursuit of justice, may a remark Lincoln made in his last public address guide our way. Important principles may and must be inflexible. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 31st legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for yesterday be corrected to reflect Senators Coletta, Bradley, Orsini, and Killian excused on official state business. We did have the governor's office call at about 5 minutes to 10, instructing both the, for the benefit of the House members and the Senate members that we would be 2 minutes late.
Senator Ray? Senator Coletta's move that the journal be corrected to reflect Senators Coletta, Bradley, Orsini, and Tillian as excused on state business yesterday. Senator Ray? Is there objection? Without objection, then those senators will be shown as excused on official state business. Senator Curtula? Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal. Without objection. Introduction of guest. Senator Meehlin.
I'd like to introduce a constituent of mine from Sefton, Mr. Art Wheeler.
Senator Butrovich. Further introductions? Messages from the governor.
A letter dated February 12, dear Mr. President. I am transmitting to you today copies of the capital budget detail for fiscal year 1977 and the six-year improvement program through fiscal year 1982 in compliance with AS 3707040 relative to the capital budgeting process. This published document should be of further assistance in the review by your committees of both my bottom proposals and my general fund capital budget for fiscal year 1977. This document contains detail of my recommendations for capital appropriations during fiscal 1977, including 15 general obligation bond proposals to be submitted to the electorate in November 1976. In addition, this document contains a preliminary indication of future capital needs as prepared by the various agencies of state government, excepting the Department of Highways, which publishes its five-year highway construction program separately. Since these future agency plans have not been reviewed by myself, inclusion or exclusion of any specific project is subject to further scrutiny and should not be construed as the governor's recommendation for years following fiscal year 1977. This year's publication closes with a breakout of my fiscal year 1977 capital budget by geographic region. I hope this publication will prove to be of use in legislation budget and in planning for future years. Sincerely, Jay Hammond, Governor.
We have another message from the governor dated February 11. Pursuant to applicable law, I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to the positions noted. These have been distributed. I believe everybody has a copy.
Does every senator have a copy? Without objection, then the reading of the full letter will be waived.
Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Committee sub for Senate Bill 61, amended in the House, Chapter 4. Committee sub for House Bill 628, Chapter 5, House Concurrent Resolution 81, House Joint Resolution 47. I have no further messages from the governor.
Messages from the House?
The House has passed Senate Concurrent Resolution 72 and sponsor sub for Senate Bill 233, and these have been sent for enrollment. I have no further messages from the House.
Communications?
The Coast Guard will be holding public meetings on vessel traffic service in Prince William Sound, February 18 at 9 a.m. in room 117 of the Federal Building. And a message from Senator Huber. Dear Mr. President, due to the universal interest shown for the Tanzer Report, which was a contract with Michael Tanzer Associates of New York City by the Legislative Council Subcommittee on Taxation and Revenue, I hereby submit the following analytical review and copy prepared by the Senate Special Committee on Taxation and Revenue, and request its printing in supplemental journal. I have no further communications.
Senator Huber. Senator Huber moves and asks unanimous consent that report appear in the supplemental journal. Without objection, bring the supplemental journal. Reports of standing committees.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had Senate Bill 70, Scholarship Loan Program, under consideration. And the committee recommends be replaced with a committee substitute. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred by Senators Chance and Coletta. Senate Bill 70 has a further referral to Finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had Senate Bill 611, Adoption by Step Parents, under consideration, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred by Senators Chance and Bradley. 611 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had Senate Bill 542, Medical Assistance for Needy Persons, under consideration, and the committee recommends be replaced with a committee substitute. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Chance, Coletta, and Bradley. 542 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
I have none.
Introduction of resolutions?
Senate Concurrent Resolution 76 by Senators Ray, Meland, and Ziegler relating to a feasibility study of an integrated transportation system for Southeast Alaska.
Finance.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 77 by the Commerce Committee relating to the establishment of a comprehensive and meaningful agricultural policy for the state of Alaska.
Commerce.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 78 by Senator Ray, paying tribute to the memory of C.A. Bud Weberg.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I wonder if with the agreement of the body, if you could change the sponsors to all members of the Senate.
Senator Ray moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Concurrent Resolution number 78 be shown as sponsored by all members of the Senate. Without objection.
Then, Mr. President, I would
Senator Ray. Senator Ray moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Concurrent Resolution 78 be made a special order of business at this time. Without objection. Before Senate Concurrent Resolution 78, the Secretary will read the resolution in its entirety.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 78 by all members of the Senate, paying tribute to the memory of C.A. Bud Weberg. Be it resolved by the legislature of the state of Alaska, C.A. Bud Weberg, one of Alaska's foremost fishery authorities, passed away on July 18, 1975. Mr. Weberg, who held a degree in fishery management, spent 20 years managing Alaska's fisheries. He served as an area biologist from late 1955 to early 1962, 6 years as director of the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, as director of international fisheries for the governor's office, and at the time of his death as deputy commissioner of the Department of Public Safety. C.A. Bud Weberg effectively negotiated with foreign countries in behalf of Alaska's fisheries, and more than anyone else brought Alaska's fish and wildlife law enforcement to its present professional status. The members of the Alaska Legislature pay tribute to Mr. Weaver and his accomplishments and dedicated efforts in behalf of Alaska's fish and game resources and express their sympathy to the family of C.A. Bud Weaver.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, anybody that knew Bud Weaver knew what a fine gentleman he was, and what a dedicated public service he was. Just a wonderful all-around man.
Further discussion? Ready to vote? Question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 78 pass the Senate? As many as favor, say aye.
Aye.
Many as opposed, no. The ayes have it. The Senate Concurrent Resolution 78 has passed the Senate unanimously. Further introduction of resolutions?
We have no further resolutions.
Introduction of bills?
Senate Bill number 635 by Senator Willis, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to Hope Cottage and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill number 636 by Senators Croft, Bradley, and Rohde, entitled An Act Creating the Susitna Flat State Game Refuge.
Resources.
Senate Bill number 637 by Senators Rohde, Bradley, and Croft, entitled An Act Creating State Game Refuges.
Resources.
Senate Bill number 638 by Senators Bradley, Rohde, and Croft, entitled An Act Creating the Redoubt Bay State Game Refuge.
Resources.
Senate Bill number 639 by Senator Bradley, entitled An Act Relating to Necessary Evidence for False Pretenses.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 640 by Senators Rohde, Miller, Croft, Huber, Petula, Chance, and Sackett, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to Action for the Foster Grandparent Program and Providing for an Effective Date.
Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction.
Bring this down to consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Curtillo.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent to recess the call of the sheriff for response.
Senator Holman.
I'd like to request the excuse for the call of the Senate from this point of the calendar through tomorrow.
Prior to the time that Senator Curtillo places his motion, Senator Holman moves that he be excused from a call of the Senate for the remainder of today's calendar and tomorrow, and all day on February 13th. Is there objection? Without objection. Senator Holman's excused. Senator,
yes, it is.
Senate, stand at ease. Come to order. Senator Curtillo.
President.
Without objection, you have the floor.
The President has been brought to my attention by the President, the former assistant to the President, a good friend of many of ours, fine legislative servant, Mr. Bill McGuire, is beyond.
Senator Curtillo?
Fortunately, he's also with RCA.
Senator Curtillo?
I'd move and ask unanimous consent to recess the call of the chair for purposes of Democratic caucus.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, Republicans will caucus also.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent. Senate stand in recess to call of the chair for the personal party caucus. Without objection, we're in recess. Senate will come to order. Have before us in second reading Senate Bill 283.
Senate Bill number 283 by Senators Curtula and Croft, entitled An Act Relating to Participation in State Loan Programs by Public Officers and Employees and Providing for an Effective Date. Excuse me. Sorry. The Commerce
Committee. I'm sorry. Secretary, read the rest of the bill.
The Commerce Committee has had this bill under consideration, and the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Senator Curtula, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Willis and Bradley. Senator Coletta signed do pass with an amendment.
Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, there are a number of suggested amendments. Before I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 283 be sent to the State Affairs Committee.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 283 be referred to the State Affairs Committee. Without objection. Be referred to the State Affairs Committee. We have before us in second reading Senate Bill 313.
Senate Bill number 313 by the Commerce Committee entitled An Act Regulating and Restricting Junkyards in Areas Adjacent to Roads Maintained by the State. The Commerce Committee has had this bill under consideration, and two members of the committee recommend it do pass with an amendment. The report was signed by Senator Curtula, Chairman, and concurred in by Senator Willis. Senators Bradley and Coletta had no recommendation. The amendment by the Commerce Committee is to page 3, line 6. Delete 1, insert 3.
Senator Curtula?
President, I move the amendment. It seemed like it would take at least 3 years to be reasonable to get some of these junkyards fenced. No reason for this rush to go.
Senator Curtula moves the adoption of amendment number 1. Ask unanimous consent. Is there objection? Senator Ray objects. Senator Ray, you have the floor.
Right, they don't think it's gone far enough. Did they say this to change the 1 to 3? So you could have 3 years. 3 years. Did you say 3 years?
Senator Ray. Senator Curtula?
Can't be changed.
Further discussion? Ready to vote? Senator Ray? Senator Stand at Eat. Senator Curtula has moved and asked unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number 1. Senator Ray's objected. Is there further discussion? Senator Ray removes. Senator Ray removes his objection. Is there further objection? Without objection, then amendment number 1 is adopted. Is there further amendment?
I have no further amendments.
Senator Ray.
For the purpose of finding out.
Senator Curtula.
President, for the amendments, I'm going to ask unanimous consent. Senate Bill 314 be considered to go advance third reading. Please file that.
Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 313 advance from second to third reading. Place for you on final passage. Without objection. Third reading, Senate Bill 313.
Senate Bill number 313, entitled An Act Regulating and Restricting Junkyards in Areas Adjacent to Roads Maintained by the State.
Senator Curtula.
Perhaps the present act covering junkyards could have been covered very, very well to cover the other roads if you could get a real true definition of what are public highways. In some of the rural boroughs, there are a great number of roads maintained by the state which are really public highways, but the entirety between department highways and the boroughs and what public highway and what maintained road is. For that reason, at the request of the borough in which I now live, and due to some arguments with department highways, I introduced legislation that the Commerce Committee had asked that all roads maintained by the state have the present junkyard provision that is now on the books covering public highways. The problem perhaps would exist in some rural areas, but the law is on the books now to cover public highways and affect those rural areas, so I don't think it adversely affect. It would make the department highways straighten out that that little problem there between the roads and highways and what is a public highway for this purpose.
Senator Huber.
The AS 28 review committee by the both houses and governor's office is attempting to bring the AS 28 motor vehicle code and all aspects of it into complete conformity with the federal system. And this, of course, the definition of highways is part of that. And I think that the bill is premature because it should come after the highway package or the driver's work on the package is taken care of.
Senator Ray.
Senator Ray, President, a member of that committee, my colleague from Fairbanks, I'm sorry to disagree with the analogy. I don't think it's pretty good. It fits the afterwards. It's fine and right, and we can change it that way. I think the bill is 3 years from now before it's effect, and then I think this time.
Further discussions? Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, I rise in opposition to the figure 2, not because I don't think that it's needed.
a vehicle attached to this to allow for municipalities to receive grants to provide functions that are necessary. One of the problems I have is constantly at 1,000 feet, ground sets, and there's a room where they have tents around cars.
Senator Cotillo?
Well, actually, Senator Ferguson does have a problem now, just asking. Those are public highways, public municipal highways, In this bill, no amount of tax in that area. If there's no enforcement of it, and I think the rule of good sense is the area of enforcement here, and it should be. Sometimes we don't have a rule of good sense. There's a lot of very thinly traveled all the way, or areas don't have the facility that they've still got to leave alone. They have to leave alone on the present act. It really covers the Lower Chubiak concentration around various cities and so on, the junkyards that people are quite concerned about. And the laws on the books now, and this just really fines a little further to keep the bureaucracy from not enforcing the present act.
Senator Ray?
Just perhaps to ask Senator Ferguson, what the thing before there does get that some relief, I believe, and this is they can, the state county can purchase the land and by gift, it does get enough.
Senator Miller?
Why can't the president by borough, and that would allow the county to use some flexibility to the senator to do that move?
Senator Hewitt?
All right, so thanks so much. Illustrious comment on the honorable chair from the finance committee. In regards to the issue, which the particular problem that I was calling attention to is the definition of highways and highway rights. This took some couple hours of discussion in the December meeting, of which my comrade was not able to attend in Anchorage, and I wasn't sure that she was aware of that. Thank you.
Senator Cotillo?
Boroughs that have those powers probably could have covered under a zoning code of some sort, or that they chose. Present, apparently don't, and they feel the Department of Highways has a responsibility now, just not doing it just because of this loophole.
Senator Mark?
I suggested that the person who will run the economy is all borough through by statute that one of the three basic powers have a planning and zoning power. It seems to me that the very thing that Senator Cotillo wants to get at. Yeah.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I rise in support of the bill after Senator Chairman has said. I noticed here to prop the up is necessary to secure the removal of the junkyards. The state specifically why the property is on the junk is in constant and remove the junk.
Further discussion? You ready to vote? Question is, shall Senate Bill 313 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary, I'll lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary, I'll take the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, no nays, 3 excused, 2 absent.
So Senate Bill 313 has passed the Senate. We have before us in second reading Senate Bill 585.
Senate Bill number 585 by Senators Sackett, Croft, Ferguson, and Ray, entitled An Act Providing for the Issuance of General Obligation Bonds in the amount of $10 million for the purpose of paying the cost of constructing alcoholic treatment facilities and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had this bill under construction, under consideration. and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Chance, Vice Chairman, and concurred in. Senators Coletta and Bradley signed do pass if amended. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Rader, Chance, Poland, and Ferguson. Senator Butrovich had no recommendation. I have no amendments.
Senator Cantillo.
There are no amendments, Madam President. I'm asking the consent that Senate Bill 585 be considered growth transfer being placed upon the House.
Senator Cantillo moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 585 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection, we have before us in third reading Senate Bill 585.
Senate Bill number 585, entitled An Act Providing for the Issuance of General Obligation Bonds in the Amount of $10 Million for the Purpose of Paying the Cost of Constructing Alcoholic Treatment Facilities and Providing for an Effective Date.
Is there discussion? Ready to vote? Question is, shall Senate Bill 585 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senators desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 1 nay, 4 excused, 1 absent.
Senator Cantillo. Senator Cantillo moves and asks unanimous consent the vote on the bill be considered to vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then, Senate Bill 585, an effective date clause, have before us in second reading Senate Bill 588.
Senate Bill number 588 by Senators Ray, Bradley, Chance, Coletta, Huber, Curtula, Orsini, Sackett, Rohde, and Willis, entitled An Act Relating to the Purchase of Motor Vehicles by Minors. The Commerce Committee has had this bill under consideration and recommends it do pass with an amendment. The report was signed by Senator Curtula, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Willis, Bradley, and Coletta. The amendment is on page 270. To page 1, line 9, after section 1, delete AS28.35 and insert AS28.10. Page 1, line 10, delete section 28.35270, insert 28.10.355.
Senator Ray. Senator Ray moves the adoption of amendment number 1. Senator Ray, you have the floor. Senator Ray asks unanimous consent for the adoption of Amendment Number 1. Is there objection? Without objection, Amendment Number 1 is adopted. Are there further amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Senator Cantillo.
President, absent any further amendments, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate Bill 588 as amended to consider the gross transfer being placed upon the
House. Senator Cantillo moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 588 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection. Before us in third reading, Senate Bill 588.
Senate Bill number 588 amended, entitled An Act Relating to the Purchase of Motor Vehicles by Minors.
Senator Ray.
Proposal was prompted by one of my constituents who advised me that her 17-year-old son had purchased a vehicle without her knowledge, and that as she was financially responsible for him, she was soon to become the on the wrong end of a $5,000 damage, which was perpetrated by the minor who was not judicially emancipated, he was still responsible to his parents. So the rest of the self-explanatory, I urge you to pass it.
Further discussion? Senator Cantillo.
Joyce Campbell Cantillo has a different interpretation of judicial emancipation.
Senator Rodin. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, first of all, this might be my view by the drafting act upstairs. Judicially emancipated as a person is still a minor, but is a married minor would be one and is therefore no longer responsible to her parents or but is responsible to her husband or spouse or equally responsible to her spouse.
He's dirty, thirst it out.
Senator Butcherbus.
I haven't studied the code on this, but I wonder what happens. Are there not persons who have neither parents or guardians? What happens to them who are not of age? Are they judicially emancipated?
I didn't quite get the question.
Senator Butcherbus.
Are there not persons who have neither parents or guardians? Might there not be 17 or 18 year old males or females who have neither guardians nor parents?
Well, some of them
Senator Ray.
I don't know. And if they don't have a parent or guardian, then what?
That's what I right?
That is a person who has been judicially emancipated.
Senator Huber and then Senator Ryder.
Mr. President, the debate here sounds somewhat like it was on the Motor Vehicle Code. The wording, judicial emancipation, while I cannot define it for you, and I maybe leave it to my learned colleague on the Senator Rader to have it, you know, but that was one of the reasons it was put in there, was so that minors who are on their own would have a means of buying a vehicle here. And I'm sure that were the committee here, would hardly endorse this bill. In fact, I joined Senator Ray is a co-sponsor on the bill because of the work that we have done on it before.
Senator Ryder?
At common law, there was an action which was called judicial emancipation where any minor who could show that they had the capabilities of having their own affairs could be judicially declared judicial emancipation. That's exactly what they did. The court would make a finding. They hold a hearing, that sort of thing. Lots of times that was important in terms of trust and things of that nature, which the minor does not participate until they've been reached a certain age, and there might be some extraordinary reason for changing that. But Mr. President, my understanding of the law is presently that if a minor buys a car and it's not a necessity, the court calls it necessary, that the contract will be disaffirmed by the minor at any time. His parents are not responsible for it. The only contract that a minor can enter into and be held to is a contract for necessary. So that would be a minor's contract for his own food, his own clothing, or it might be an automobile. If the minor was delivering papers or maybe be a bicycle or a bike or anything, if he had a necessary reason, which means this, that the vendor who sells them the item in question takes his chances. If the court should determine that it wasn't a necessity, the minor can disaffirm the contract. And the parents certainly don't have to pay for it. Neither does the minor. Whereas if the court should determine that it was a necessity, if there was a dispute, then the minor would have to pay for it. But still it would be the minor, here's I know, not the parents would have to pay for it. I really don't understand the necessity of the law, nor the side of the case that it is in their sights, unless some citizen is worried that they're going to have to respond to their minor's debts without legal advice.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, there was a case like this, and I can set my colleague's mind addressing that. This bill was drafted by the hearing that the state of Alaska upon research by his staff, finding the situation did exist within the laws of the state of Alaska, whereby a minor could, in certain instances, without the approval of his parents at this particular time, go and purchase a vehicle for which are responsible, the parents are responsible for his actions. And he was amazed himself at the loophole existing.
Senator Huber?
I sure was amazed.
Senator Huber?
Mr. President, we were particularly concerned because where there's no credit involved, a minor who possibly is working on a pipeline, I don't know, but has sufficient cash in his hind pocket, can today purchase a vehicle without his parents' permission. And the parents are responsible for what he does with that vehicle, the liability. That was one of the...
Further discussions? You ready to vote? Question is, shall Senate Bill 588 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Has every senator voted? Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
Shows 13 yeas, 3 nays, 4 excused. Period.
Senate Bill 588. That concludes the daily calendar. Brings us down to unfinished business. Special orders. Announcement of committee meeting. Senator Mealy.
Resources Committee, we're in the fifth floor in
the
conference room, and we'll continue on with our hearings on
the cooking of the land.
That's it. What time? Minerody? Mr. President, Community Regional Affairs Committee will meet at 3 o'clock this afternoon in room 651 of the court building.
Minerody? Right.
Finance Committee will meet the subcommittee work here, again on the administration of justice and natural resources
that
can complete the
full
sessions
behind the
Senator Cotillo.
Senator Cotillo. Senate State Affairs Committee will meet at 3. Bills will be posted. The Commerce Committee will meet at 1:30. Bills will be posted.
Further announcements? Senator Cotillo.
No further announcements. No further action.
Senator Cotillo moves and asks unanimous consent. We send an adjournment until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Without objection.